The Vietnam Veteran Family Study is the first of its type in the world, with the purpose of researching the health of not just the veterans themselves, but their whole families. Set to involve over 200,000 participants, the ex-servicemen and women from the Vietnam War have placed great importance on what the results could mean.
That study is something that we've been pushing for some time. They did a preliminary study some time ago, and now they're following that up with a further study, a more in-depth study, and it's a comparison study between veterans who went to Vietnam and veterans who didn't go to Vietnam.
As a veteran who served in Vietnam, what does this study mean to you?
The importance of this study is that it concerns the whole of the veteran family. In other words, it's the effect of the veteran service on his whole family, and we're talking about whether he's separated or not. It's the effect of his service on the whole family.
And what are the implications that have arisen from people that have gone to Vietnam?
Well, in the earlier study that was carried out, it was found that the children of Vietnam veterans have a 3 times higher rate of suicide than the general population. It was also found that they had a 5 times higher death rate by accident than the general population. And there's obviously some concerns. They also found that we had a higher rate of spina bifida and cleft palate and things like that. And so this study is more in depth to find out both what it did emotionally to the family and also whether the exposure to chemicals has had some sort of health effect on the generations that have come since, because they can analyse this sort of information for people still serving.
Once the results are collated, how do you think this will help people in the future?
Obviously, we're concerned that it's going to take until 2016 to complete this study, and we're trying to put pressure on the government to get some preliminary results out earlier. But the biggest thing I think it'll do is it's going to make the government aware of the effects of service on a family.
While the government's move to understand the effects of service on a family is a positive step, Rick Johnston, National President of the Australian Nuclear Veterans Association, got a different response when he tried to find out more about the study.
I immediately rang his office and was told that no, it would not include nuclear veterans to anybody's knowledge in his office.
And why do you think the minister has not allowed you to take part? Did they give you any indication?
No, none whatsoever. They just said that if I'd have read it properly, I would have seen that nuclear veterans aren't mentioned.
Is there any similar program in place for you?
None whatsoever. As you know, the previous government spent about 6 or 7 years doing cancer study and what they called a dosimetry study. Now, the cancer study did indicate that there were serious health problems with nuclear veterans, but they only took into account cancer. But without accepting any liability, they issued some, and I emphasise some, nuclear veterans with a white card which covered them for free medical treatment for cancer and cancer only. They don't want to know about those other diseases and won't even discuss them.
And why do you think that people like the Nuclear Veteran Association are constantly not included in programs like this?
Because we're a pain in their thick end. You see, both the Labor governments and the Liberal governments, if you like, the coalition, whatever you want to call them, all previous governments have had plans for mining uranium and for having uranium-fed power stations in this country. In other words, nuclear power plants. And they don't want to admit to any sort of possibility of illness coming from uranium or from nuclear exposure to anybody.
And how did the nuclear testing affect the people in the areas surrounding the test?
The nuclear testing in Australia affected the whole population, but more specifically, it certainly affected all of those service people who were involved and the vast majority of now who are dead. And those that aren't dead are definitely suffering from one form of illness or another. And it's well documented now, and everybody knows, but it seems the government is still trying to sweep things under the carpet because the only remaining people involved are at the age group now where they'll be dropping off their perch any day. A study like this would reveal more illness, more radiological disease than the government would want to know about, and certainly wouldn't want the public to know about. The problem there is that in our association there are nuclear veterans who served in Vietnam after. Now, they will be in that study, and any diseases they show will be attributed to service in Vietnam.
So do you think the study will be inaccurate then?
I wonder, is it not going to be the same sort of study they did on nuclear veterans? It'll be more of a cover-up than an uncover and heal.